if it was a strike off what we call the hot battlefield, in other words, outside of Iraq and Afghanistan, by the military, then I would have to give the legal sign off first. And so I did that.
At one point, you had to decide whether it was okay to kill an American, a Iraqi.
In any use of targeted lethal force, we'd have to conclude that it was consistent with domestic law and international law.
Did you say it was not legal many times?
Occasionally, I would have to conclude that the legal authority was not there, and quickly found out that it was actually easier to say yes than it was to say no.
Why was it easier to say yes?
Very often, when we're asked to approve the use of targeted lethal force, it can only be in a matter of minutes. Right. And so there's a lot of momentum to that. So to say no is like stepping in front of a 90-car freight train.
The first time you said yes, you have said that you were very uncomfortable.
How could somebody be comfortable with authorizing legally the use of lethal force? My view is, if you become comfortable with it, then you should get out of the job.
What you actually said was, if I were Catholic, I would have to go to confession.
Yes.
Did it get easier?
No.
It never got easier?
No.
But there's has been so often collateral, what they call collateral damage, meaning that innocents get killed.
That happens.
That
happens in war.
Does it haunt you?
I don't know if I like the word haunt, but we have to be sensitive to the notion that the judgments we make today could be condemned on the pages of history years from now.